90.5 WMUC FM College Park. Started things off with July, July, since it's the last time this year that I can play that. At least the last time that it really feels seasonally appropriate. By the Decemberists, of course, from their debut album, Castaways and Cutouts. And then you just heard Peace and Love by Fountains of Wayne. Hey everybody, my name is Patchen, and you are listening to the New Indie Canon, a syllabus 25 years in the making, celebrating the very best new and independent rock, pop, folk, and more, curated from my generation and yours. I am so glad I am actually here. I thought I was going to miss yet another show, and I really did not want that to happen. Really did not want that to happen. But there was a flash flood, like do not leave your house order where I lived, until 8:15. So there was just no way I could, get here on time safely. And I decided to heed that warning, but the weather looked good enough that I actually was able to come down, and I decided a late radio show was better than no radio show. So here I am. We're going to enjoy this second hour of the New Indie Canon. Even though the first hour was abbreviated to just two songs, we're going to just roll with it. So, so fun new music. We don't have anything planned. This is going to be totally off the cuff, and we're just going to have some fun. But I want to set the scene, because this week is pretty important to me. We're about to hit an anniversary. It's the 28th of July, and in 2 days, we hit an anniversary that really matters. In 2 days, 30 years ago, an album dropped that was one of those albums that just immediately caught my ear. It was one of those albums that immediately made you go, oh, this is something different. This is something new. This is something that's gonna change everything. And it did. It didn't change things as much as maybe some people would have liked or hoped, and that was because the lead singer and sort of the genius behind the work was, unfortunately, he had already passed away. And some of the directions it took music, the people who followed after just didn't have the time or they didn't have the talent and the imagination, and so the worst parts were distilled. And so the imitators that came after, they didn't have the depth, the knowledge, they couldn't put together the influences in the same way to create the same magic. And so what came after was a pale imitation. No more so than his son, who is now touring under his name. And yeah, it's the worst imitation I think that could possibly be done. The music sounds pitch perfect, and then you get to the lyrical content, and it's like a horrible improv troupe trying to make fun of the band. There, I said it. But going back to the original album, or not the original album, but the breakthrough album, this album dropped, and it lit a fire, and it was incredible. And so if you bought this album, the first track sounded like this. Because 30 years ago, Sublime dropped their self-titled on July 30th, 1996.
Trip to Garden Grove, smell like Lou Dog inside the van. Oh yeah, this ain't no funky reggae party. $5 at the door, it gets so real sometime. Who wrote my rhyme? I've got the microwave, got the VCR, I got the deuce deuce in the trunk of my car. Oh yeah,
walk around with my dog. All that I can see I steal, I fill up my garage. Cause in my mind, music from Jamaica, all the love that I found. Pull over, there's a reason why my soul's unsound. It's you, it's that shit stuck under my shoe. It's that smell inside the van. It's my bed sheet covered with sand. Sitting through a shitty band. Getting dog shit on my hands. Getting hassled by the man. Waking up to an alarm. Sticking needles in your arm. Picking up trash on the freeway. Feeling depressed every day. Leaving without making a sound. Picking my dog up. Finding roaches in the pot. Oh, all these things I do. Here waiting for you.
Madness. set me free. And I just can't get enough. And I just can't get enough. You're like an angel and you give me your love. And I just can't seem to get enough. I'm not afraid to die.
Hatchie there with Obsessed. Before that, Depeche Mode, Just Can't Get Enough. We started things off with Sublime, Garden Grove, from their breakthrough self-titled album. I will be playing more of that. I might play one or two more songs from that this hour, and I will definitely be showcasing that more next week, God willing, if there aren't more natural disasters keeping me from the show, because I really do want to spend some time with that album. It's a little hard because a lot of that album is explicit, so I can only do it, you know, during the 10 o'clock hour of the show. But yeah, I do want to spend some time because it's such an important album to me. I think it's such an important album to music in terms of really helping, the sort of fusion of hip hop and rock and punk and double influences. Even though Sublime really didn't tap into ska too much, because so many reviews of them name-checked ska, they helped bring attention to the burgeoning ska punk scene. So even though they weren't really a ska punk band, they brought attention to so many ska punk bands and helped put, and because they come out of the SoCal ska punk scene, they brought attention to so many of the ska punk bands. So helped just push that scene to the forefront so much. So many bands that I loved, got the light shined on them because of Sublime. It's really kind of amazing. I don't think 311 would have had the career that they had, even though they had a hit with Don't Stay Home. I don't know if Down would have gotten the attention it did. I don't know if All Mixed Up would have gotten the attention if it did. I don't think they would have blown up in the way they did if Sublime hadn't happened. I don't know if you didn't have Sublime in 1996, I don't think you have the ska explosion in 1997, 1998, the way you do. So yeah, super, super important. And of course, you don't then have the rap rock explosion necessarily. It was probably coming no matter what, but I don't know if it happens the same way if you don't have Sublime in 96. And I didn't love a lot of that music, but it was important. But and so you don't have to love everything that came out of Sublime, but nevertheless, Sublime was one of the first people to do it so well. And again, I always point to this, but you then go back in the catalog and you realize they've been doing it since 40 Ounces to Freedom. They've been doing it since 1992, and it took the rest of the world to catch up with them. We could have been listening to Sublime at the same time we were listening to Nevermind. And we just weren't ready. And that's what's fascinating. Anyways, hang tight. We got to do one announcement and then we'll get back to the music. Or not, because the cue button was on. Crazy.
Introducing a new day of the week. It's called Someday. Now, everything you were going to do someday is on the calendar. Want to retire someday? You'll want a My Social Security account to help you get ready. Get yours at socialsecurity.gov.
Last week, I had the amazing fortune to go see Death Cab for Cutie perform at Merriweather. It was another show just completely obscured by the weather. It was so rainy and so crazy. And nevertheless, it was an amazing show. A little bit of a weird show. They really pushed their sort of post-punk songs. It was very much much more their distortions, the distorted songs, their angular songs. If you went expecting Plants, that was not the show you were going to get it. But nevertheless, it was really awesome. Big thanks to Hank for hooking me up with tickets and for just being an amazing host, and just had an amazing time. So, yeah. And apologies I wasn't here last week, but too good an offer to pass up. And so, yeah, here is going out to all the Death Cab fans for you. Here's Kath.
Tell a sweet church girl, but I know your secret.
window in the morning. But what will happen in the evening in the forest with a weasel with the teeth that bite so sharp when you're not looking in the evening? And all the friends that you once knew and left behind, they kept you safe and so secure amongst the books and all the records of your lifetime. What will happen in the morning when the world gets so crowded that you can't look out the window in the morning? Take a little while to make your sister fair. And now that the family is part of a chain, take off your high shade, start over again.
Hazy Jane 2 by Nick Drake. Going out to all of you who think he begins and ends at Pink Moon. Before that, Juliana Hatfield, but not her solo stuff. So before that, she was in a band called Blake Babies. That was Out There. We had Lookers covering the Menzingers with Half Past Two. We had the Menzingers with Bad Catholics, and we started with Kath, Death Cab for Cutie from Narrow Stairs, which one of these days I'm actually going to buy that album. I need the whole thing, not just a track here or there. The whole thing's good. I was trying to describe that to someone. I was saying, I don't know if there's a 10 on that album, but like every single song is an 8 or a 9. And so I think over time I've come to appreciate the entire album in a way that I didn't when it originally came out. Anyways, it's hot. It's a little sweaty. You know what that means.
Represent the LBC, me and me, and we rely on the body and dance to. loving all over, and when she gets home, there's none left for me. Summertime, the living's easy. Riding's on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me, me and Louis, we gon' run to the party, dance till the rhythm it gets harder.
This veil from off my eyes. My burning sun will someday rise. And what am I gonna be doing for a while? Said I'm gonna play with myself. Show them now we've come off the shelf. So what?
Summertime, the living's easy. Riding's on the microphone with Ross MG. Dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. We and Louis run to the party and dance to the rhythm. It gets
harder. Evil, I've come to tell you that she's evil, most definitely. Evil, ornery, scandalous, and evil, most definitely. The tension. It's getting harder. I'd like to hold her head underwater. Me and my girl, we got a relationship. Me and my girl, we got a relationship. My girl, we got a relationship. Oh, and my girl got
so take a dip, take a dip, take a dip, take a dip from me. Rally's on the microphone with Ross MG. All the people in the dance will agree that we're well qualified to represent the LBC. Me, la la la, me, all everybody. Right into the rhythm, it gets harder.
Many different ways. big dreams divided into many small regrets.
Like everybody else.
Taking pictures, just try to remember. All I remember is trying. Here's a story I like.
I think it happened to me.
I don't even know if I'm lying.
If I'm lying. If I'm lying.
Yeah, are you talking to me now or reading from a script? What's that supposed to mean? You say you wanna be yourself. Yeah, I don't think you even know just who the hell that is. No, I don't think you have a clue just who the hell that is.
Pretending you're like everybody else.
My soul.
90.5 WMUCFM College Park. Started that set off with Sublime doing time. Of course, Sublime's self-titled album, their big breakthrough album, turns 30 years old in just 2 days. Let me tell you, and I will tell you again next week when I talk about it incessantly, that was the first CD that went into my boombox when I got onto campus my freshman year of college. That was my Marking My Territory CD. That was the one that, like, went into the CD player, the boombox was carried out onto the quad, turned on, and then it was like, you know, laid out the blanket, put on the boombox, had some sodas, come around, be my friend. And lo and behold, it worked. I met people. It was great. Sublime doing time, Too Much Joy, Half-Life from Finally. We had Los Campesinos with Death to Los Campesinos, the remastered version from Hold On Now, Youngster. And, of course, Carly Rae Jepsen, Call Me Maybe. Can you believe it's been more than a decade since that was the thing? Oh, I was in Spain the summer that dropped. Yeah, it was fun. I left without an alarm, and so thankfully there was construction across the street from me, and so I'd be woken up in the morning to construction workers playing that on their radios. It was great. Anyways, it's time for me to go. It's crazy to only be here for 1 hour. It's nuts. Sorry it was so short, but that's what happens when you have a stay-in-place extreme flooding order that comes over your phone and a tornado warning, within 5 minutes, trapping you in your house. So thank you for your patience. I'm glad I got to be here for at least 70 minutes. Taking you out with the big single from Sublime, self-titled, What I Got. And then I'll see you guys next week, hopefully. Fingers crossed. You're listening to 90.5.